Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I just love this example. Talk about staying busy during the pandemic. Reading about all that she's done while a senior in high school, I feel old and lazy. Anyway, let's drill down on why too many of us miss these opportunities. Now, I gave you all a hint in my last paragraph from the post. What Sophia did, and too many of us don't do, is jump too soon. She didn't assume that her family didn't care about climate change. She didn't make up stories about their motives. She simply didn't stop with the response. She drilled down until she found the barrier. And that right there is the key. Think about it. How easy is it to craft a solution to rebut someone's response? Assuming and addressing their motives, their agenda, when maybe there's simply an obstacle that keeps folks from getting from point A to point B. And in her case, the barrier was as simple as more information in another language. But here is where it gets interesting. Sophia also checked out her marketplace, so to speak, and found that this is a common problem. So that's the next thing we should do as well. Don't assume that the why we discovered has market potential. Make sure first. Then, to bring it on home, she incentivized volunteering by tying the work into community service hours. Partnerships and incentives. That is how you scale. You know, it's easy to stop when you hear the market's response. If we can go a little past that and look for the barriers, we can find unique opportunities that might just scale. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.